Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
And welcome back to the NutriMedical Report. We have hour three. John Spring, one of my favorite co-broadcasters. John was on a number of years ago, but I think I'll have him on more frequently. He's a very wise man. One of our, I call our wise co-broadcasters, such as Lowell Ponte. John Spring has been around the block a lot. He actually was a whistleblower of the 1962 missile crisis in Cuba, and he actually was able to locate some of the missile silo sites in Cuba. Those missiles, by the way, were not totally withdrawn until the fall of the Soviet Union in the late 1980s. We have crises occurring in other countries, and not only North Korea, where Donald Trump is now on his tour to five Asian nations, but we have the brewing crisis in Venezuela. And I posted up a YouTube last week about evidence that I have, both from regular and classified sources, about the presence of a gentleman who was an Argentinian working at the Los Alamos reactor sites for years with his wife, and actually gave information to an FBI informant who he thought was a Venezuelan agent about how to build nuclear missile systems and delivery systems in Venezuela that are conjointly with Russia and China. And believe it or not, Venezuela is a perfect idea on the other side of the Gulf of Mexico to attack America from the south, very much like the not-that-long-ago attack from Nicaragua. So this is the third time missile systems have been put somewhere south of the United States to attack us from the south, not just over the north, where the Coriolis effect would actually cause missiles to not strike directly unless they had advanced targeting technology, as we talked about before. But, John, you have more information about this and about the issue with North Korea. We had Jason Burgess, that's his actual name, from CENTCOM on 2 months ago on my show on Republic Broadcasting before I came back to Genesis. That archive and audio is up on video also on YouTube, and people can listen to the actual discussion that supports not only your important role in notifying the president, and he did sign off on this, although it wasn't publicly acknowledged, that your information was key to actually shutting down the missiles, at least attack on America. We had missiles in the Incirlik Air Base in Turkey aimed directly at the throat of Russia, too, and the former Soviet Union. So it was a Mexican standoff, like in an elevator with two people with high-powered weapons. And we have more of this proliferating, too, so this is not an issue that's gone away. North Korea is extremely dangerous because they're trigger-happy. They don't have the sense that the Russians had. And then we have Venezuela that's, you know, teetering on full collapse. It's down to its last $10 billion, although it's sitting on 7 billion barrels of oil. It's a communist, dictatorship that's disarmed the public and are killing them. And they're starving so much they're eating their pets now in Venezuela. So we have to understand they're an extremely unstable government that's likely to do something that could be catastrophic to America in the future. So, all bets are off in terms of what could happen in Venezuela.
Well, Dr. Deagle, if I could start very quickly, rebuttaling one of your statements regarding the Cuban Missile Crisis. It was not what I would call initially a Mexican standoff. Yes, it's true we had the Jupiter and Redstone missiles deployed in Turkey, but those were fairly obsolete at the early 1960s. They had been installed earlier.
Oh, yeah.
So
it wasn't a true Mexican standoff. In other words, you're saying we didn't really have equivalent weapons at a short range as they had in our literally back doorstep in Cuba, which is within a strike distance of less than 15 minutes to, say, Washington, D.C. and New York.
Yes. And there's another very important thing that we did mention last week, but some of your listeners may not have caught it, and that is the primary reason for deploying missiles in Cuba was the surprise element, so that they could take out all of our retaliatory resources, our air bases, our missile bases, and after that was taken care of, if they had reached completion in Cuba, they then would have been able to deploy the or launch the missiles, the ICBMs that were deployed in Siberia, which were less accurate due to the Coriolis effect that you mentioned earlier, and we would have had no means basically to retaliate or do anything about it or stop it. The dew line would have been useless because we would have had no power or firepower behind it.
That's really disturbing, because you're a very wise, logical person that's looked at this. In fact, it was your curiosity that allowed you to know the missile silo sites, and you were a pretty young person at the time when you identified these and sent a letter to John F. Kennedy, and I think the public and historians have not acknowledged the fact that you were one of the primary whistleblowers that actually blew the whistle on these missile silos.
I
think that people need to realize to give you credit for that. Have you written a full book on it as well? Have you done that?
I've written a manuscript several years ago. I'm contemplating the possibility of updating it considerably based on new information that has surfaced. But one thing I want people to remember about the missile crisis is that if you log on the word Oleg Penkovsky, E-N-K-O-V-S-K-Y or S-K-I-Y, it will mention that he was considered to be the greatest spy of the 20th century in the entire world, because he was the person that the KGB arrested and blamed and tortured for allegedly providing the West with the information that I had sent directly to...
in other words, you gave the information, they attributed it to him, and they tortured and killed him for it.
Yes.
And
reason, I kept a very low profile, especially after the death of JFK. But when JFK visited the Berlin Wall and meant to say, "Ich bin Berliner," he knew that the primary reason for that structure being built was to curtail any information regarding the Cuban situation from reaching the West.
Right.
Unfortunately, that motivated me to find out the real answer behind it, and the rest is history regarding that respect. Now, if I may go quickly on to North Korea.
You wrote another article on that, and I saw that today. Tell us about that. What's your analysis of that situation? Because I'm sure it's very prescient and timely for Donald Trump to get this information.
Yes, but it's been very frustrating. I have no way of telling if any of my analytic reports that have been sent to the White House since he basically was inaugurated have ever reached him. It seems as if he has a staff of carryovers from the Obama administration, and I might say during the past few years of the last few years of the Obama administration, I attempted to provide them with information related to the North Korean situation.
Okay, well, you've tried to do it directly. Let me give you some reassurances that when we do these programs on the Neutral Medical Report, we put them up on YouTube, which this program will be posted up on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, Patreon, Spreaker, Daily Motion, etc., that we have two types of ins with the Trump administration, post-Obama administration in Trump. Yes, they haven't cleared all the bureaucrats, but the White House now under General Kelly is considerably much more receptive. And I've had numerous examples that ideas that we put forward with us and our co-hosts have gotten through to the White House, such as dissembling the Obamacare in pieces rather than trying to pass a giant bill.
Well,
there's two sources. One is Dr. Bart Goldman, who's been known, and Dr. Ron Klatz, 35 years known Donald Trump personally. Number two, we have Mary Colbert, who has an in to the prayer actions inside the White House every weekly, where they have prayer actions. So we know that there are people in there listening, and they do listen to what we call alternative media, because they know there's ideas out here that they need to start either sifting through and analyzing and see if there are some correct ideas that may help them to decide on what to do. I don't think they're deaf to this, but I do think that when they listen to alternative media, my show is very big. When I left Genesis, my show was just under the listenership, if you look at all different sources, including the live stream and everything else, than Alex Jones. So now that I'm back, my volumes will significantly increase. Since last summer, I've been on live stream for 7 years. It's exploded. So these programs that we do will have a giant impact, and there will be somebody somewhere in the White House or the administration listening, and they better cross-check their data with things that they know from classified sources, and if it's correct, they better take action.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivors.
Back. So, John, one of the things that you mentioned on the break that I think is really important, that the quote I had from Jason Burgess was that by the end of March, but I think you're quoting this years before, and I tend to agree with you, having had above top secret clearance for U.S. Space Command, Missile Defense Command, Star Wars, and the Virtual World Project at Schriever Air Force Base, I can tell you, and this is 23 years ago, that I was actually security cleared and went through the facility July 10th, 1994, 2 miles underground. I've been in the underground city, so this is not a theory. This is not open to anybody's damned opinion. It's something that I went through. And I can tell you, I believe you, when you say that the missile technology was there probably years before the so-called March 2017 date. I want you to give, because it's your scientific background, we're extremely vulnerable, and we didn't build layers of the missile-to-hit-a-missile theater air defense system. I talked to one of the missile defense guys at White Pen's missile site and Vandenberg in 1995, and they told me that, I said, well, straight up, stop giving me BS. How much money and how long will it take for us to get a full missile defense system, including all three layers, which is theater air defense, the plasma interferometry field in the upper atmosphere with nanoparticles, thorium, strontium, barium, aluminum, with lower orbit satellites to scramble the incoming missile guidance systems, and a ground-based TESSA plasma system to vaporize rockets with plasma beams from the ground. And he said it'll take to 2045 and $76 trillion. And I laughed. I said, you created a black hole. This is like an event horizon to suck in money, and we still are not protected. Now, I theorized a fourth layer called, I call laser net interferometry system, where you have a Gerald Bull linear accelerator cannon to fire plasma rockets following a laser beam directly toward the missile systems, which you can find in space, and then set up these giant nets that will cover square miles, so you don't even have a missile to hit a missile. It literally hits a net. It's a ballistic net that grabs the missile or the warheads and blows them to bits, so they never arrive on their target. You need to have these layers, and we need to share it with our allies so that we make missile attack against any country, whether it's nuclear warheads, chemical, biological, or scalar, completely obsolete. The problem right now when we're traveling to these countries is we can make all kinds of rash comments, but many of these silos, including the ones in South Korea, are so deep that even their bunker buster nukes can't get them. They're down a mile or 2 miles the same way as Iran. Iran specifically built their missile silos and their nuclear centrifuge systems up to a mile or more deep under the ground that cannot be destroyed by bunker buster nukes. That's a fact. I know this from my contacts inside the military.
You are correct.
We're more vulnerable than we want to tell people, and when he gave the quote about the end of March, I believe it's been years before the North Korea could strike us. And remember, this is totally a proxy of China. China's policy is to support North Korea that can terrorize us, while the Chinese build open, weaponized islands that they're building out in the South China Sea, literally in the most busy shipping lane for traffic, for commercial traffic on the planet. This is craziness that we tolerate this, and it's really China playing a multi-track attack of China 2025, where they want to take over the world with the Belt and Road, with their stealing of technology, with their projection of power through people like North Korea that terrorize us, And thank God we got Donald Trump there that's a realist, because he should face up to the music that anywhere in the United States, including an EMP attack, the North Korean satellites cross airspace over the continental 48 states twice a day, could take us out, or, like the Iranians, and I have this from classified sources, for 35 years since the 1978 issue in Iran, we have the Iranians testing, firing a missile up with a small-yield nuke up 100,000 feet, and they can take out a radial area of 1,500 square miles.
Yes.
So you have to understand, you wouldn't even hear a pop. All you'd find is your cell phone wouldn't work, and the power grid would go down. And you wouldn't see anything, and then once your eyes are popped out, the next layer of attacks to hit their military bases with intermediate-range nuclear missiles, probably from the source from, say, one of these places like Nicaragua, which they tried, and Cuba, which they tried before, but now Venezuela. And then they would get a phone call to say, surrender or else we'll hit your large populated centers. The idea is to have a surrender to a global government, because, believe me, we have advanced weapons too, so Russia and China and these other countries would get fried within minutes if we didn't have an immediate surrender. So they want to pop out our first layer is an EMP attack, second layer is their military bases here and around the world, and the third layer is surrender or have an international exchange of nuclear weapons. But we have space-based weapons that are far more advanced than the other countries, and they could die in their sleep without peeling the wall, paint from the walls, or peeling the, or having the flowers wilt in the window, or starting a grass fire. So the only thing that restrains the Russian and Chinese is they're frightened because the globalists are trying to push them toward this detente of nuclear exchange, and the Chinese don't have the sense to realize that they're now tempting the tail of the tiger. And Donald Trump is no wimp. I mean, if you're a mafia leader and you try to challenge Donald Trump, you're going to die. You're going to have a horse head on your front doorstep wrapped up in newspaper or fish. So people don't understand this, do they? They don't understand the new boss on the block is no wimp, and his generals are no wimp, and General Kelly and these other guys, including Mattis, who's real tough, if we need to, we can do a surgical decapitation of that government, but it also means a surgical attack against China. If there's an attack against North Korea, we are immediately in a intermediate-range nuclear war with China. That is a fact. Now, people don't understand this, but for five decades, I know from my classified sources, Japan has tons of nuclear weapons, and I presented this on Sunday, repeat, that the MOX Reactor 3, which is a mixed oxygen fuel reactor, is Fukushima Daiichi's only purpose is to make plutonium detonators for warheads. It's
exactly.
Not for power generation. So people have to understand, Japan is armed to the eyeballs. In fact, the largest amount of nuclear material, including the Okemaru that went from the former Soviet Union back at the end of the fall of the Soviet Union, went to Tokyo, to Japan. The Japanese are armed to the eyeballs, and if the Chinese want to pull anything off, all their dragon cities along the coast of China will disappear in 12 to 14 minutes in atomic vapor. They don't have it yet. Somehow these, we call post-geriatric leaders of the Communist Party, are such power-grabbing, narcissistic maniacs. They don't understand they're about to end up ending the state of China into an atomic vapor with a thermonuclear war. And if they let North Korea do anything to us, China will be vaporized. They don't get it, do they?
No, they don't. And I just hope and pray, Dr. Deagle, that the American people will wake up. Now,
well, they're going to wake up because I'm going to scream loud enough, and I dare people who think that they have more information than me, both regular classified and supernatural sources, which all agrees on the same thing. When all three sources, open season stuff that's on the Wikipedia, whatever, stuff on the various things like, you know, the news items and articles and journalists, and then we have classified information, which I have direct access, and good authors like yourself that are on the inside, and then the third layer is supernatural. When all three agree, we're in deep trouble. And the problem is this: we are now literally seconds away, not minutes, from midnight, are we?
That's so true. And what people need to understand is, yes, we can nuke North Korea. If North Korea were to launch a missile at the United States, satellite imagery would pick it up right away. However, even though we are able to destroy most of Korea to the point where it would be completely obliterated,
we don't need to. We don't need to. We could surgically take out the palace with gamma ray weapons from space. We can hit their missile silos in eastern North Korea. We can take out the missile 18,000 tube rockets in South Korea. We can do that pretty quickly. The problem is that China's already made the statement, if we attack North Korea as a preemptive strike against this or as a counterstrike, they're going to interfere, which means China is directly involved in nuclear war with us. We have three carrier groups that could take every square inch of China and turn it into a nuclear waste heap. And they don't get it. These idiots in China don't get it yet, do they?
No, they don't.
No, they're going to make a big mistake here, thinking they're going to get away with this with Trump. Trump is not Obama or George Bush or George Bush Sr. Get a message, boys. Listen, translate to Chinese. Get it. And we're back. So, John, I talked a little quickly. I got a little technical. But you out there listening, whether you're government employees, bureaucrats, military personnel, you know I'm telling you the truth. If you need to contact me, you can contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at hotmail.com. You can call our 888 line, and I'll call you back. I don't care if you're a government NSA, military person, or a member of the White House, whatever. I'll back it up with further information. I can tell you, John, we're in dire situations right now. The only thing is the unpredictability of Donald Trump scares the hell out of the Chinese and the North Koreans. But the Japanese aren't fooled. They've been building up nuclear forces in Japan for decades against treaties we had against a nuclearizing Japan. Now, they only have the Patriot system, which is a stupid system. You don't even have theater air defense against incoming. I don't know if they have access to our plasma interferometry field and our secondary wave of defense in near space at 70,000 to 80,000 feet. And I'm pretty certain they don't have any deployed plasma Tesla systems to fry rockets and missiles as they're incoming into Japan. But Japan is in a very short strike distance from North Korea. We're talking about less than 15 minutes. So the launch on command to firing sequence time window is extremely narrow. And if you even had an attack in Venezuela from the south to the continental United States, we would have literally a window of operation probably less than 2 minutes. That's the kind of time window we have between India and Pakistan, where their window of counterstrike is 2 minutes, not 20 minutes like us and the Soviet Union over the poles. So we're in a very dangerous time here in history, aren't we?
Yes, we are. Now, I meant to ask you off the air if you had heard of the rumors about 5 to 7 years ago about deployment of missiles in southern Mexico. Which would have been the third attempt.
I even have satellite photos of those. And those missiles were not in Mexico. They're just across the border. They weren't in Mexico. They're just across the border. In fact, I even have satellite photos of those from my contacts inside the government.
Interesting. This is not
This is not theoretical, by the way. I have the actual satellite photos. Those missiles, by the way, America became aware of, and they've got those removed. They're no longer there.
Right. This is not to be confused with the earlier Nicaraguan
attempt. Right. No, this is totally different. This is a missile just across the border of Mexico and the southern border.
Yeah, that would have been Guatemala and...
Guatemala, yeah, exactly, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Isn't that crazy? Now, the fact is, there have been numerous attempts, and both Russia and China are involved. By the way, there's a lot more than that. Russia has been doing operational movement of troops and China inside Venezuela. They have bases for their incoming nuclear submarines. Russia does. So does China. They're collaborating on that side. Although, to be honest with you, that Russia and China are potential enemies. They're not buddies. People presume that in Russia and China are going to be friends attacking America. Not so. In fact, it's very likely if a thermonuclear conflict starts, it's much more likely that Russia will attack China along with America and the West and actually be a collaborator with China against the West. It's far more likely that they will attack China when things get rocking and rolling.
Yes. Now, in Venezuela over the past decade, there's been involvement from Iran, China, Russia, and I think some other sources that I just can't think of the tip of my tongue right now. But those are the primary actors. And
right.
They have huge quantities of surface-to-air missiles, shoulder-mounted surface-to-air missiles, which, of course, would not reach the United States, but they would reach military aircraft.
You're talking about man pads. You know, we gave 67 man pads. This is why these engineers and scientists and the thing that happened in Benghazi, we had actually given 67 plus of these to the Libyans, and when they wanted to get them back to give them to the Syrians, they decided to attack our base, which is actually a transshipment base for weapons. And so the Libyans were so angry we wanted our man pads back. That's why they attacked the base. Did you know that?
I heard information to that effect. just as I'm aware that...
That's the fact. That's the inside facts from my sources, okay?
Yeah.
So what people need to understand is Libya is by no means stable. It's got some of the best high-quality oil in the world in Libya. They were doing what's called primary water. I have Paul Power from the Primary Water Institute and had affiliates drilling water. 75% of the new lakes, rivers, and aquifers and dams were all primary water, like oasis water, drilled down 2,400-plus feet. That Muammar Gaddafi, as nutty as he was a trans dresser. I had an IQ over 160, and he was looking, doing a lot of things for his people, including mortgage, interest-free loans, free health care. You could travel anywhere in the world if you had a specialty health problem to Europe or elsewhere, and they pay for it. They were educating their people. They were building all kinds of new oil refinery technology with collaboration with China. Most of the oil refineries were Chinese-affiliated. The Chinese were very upset about what we did there in Libya because they had a lot of oil refinery techs that had to be pulled out of there because they were in danger. And the West actually even bombed at least 10 of these, British-based drilling rigs drilling down for primary water, trying to say they were rocket launchers when they knew damn well they were British-based deep well drilling for primary water. And I have this from the actual facts and the photos and everything. So this is not conjecture. This is just an ugly fact. We had no business attacking Libya when Libya was actually surrendering to us, including Muammar Gaddafi. And he did have the opportunity to build missile systems, which he decided not to in agreement with us. And this is part of the reason why North Korea won't agree to put down its missiles, because if you start to collaborate with the deep state in the West, they kill you. They don't collaborate with you. They don't work with you. So Kim Jong-un knows if he doesn't maintain his nuclear weapon systems, he's a goner. That's why Muammar Gaddafi's lesson taught to Iran and to North Korea is they know if they put down their missiles, if they put down their guns, they're going to be dead. All the mullahs will be dead. All of the generals around Kim Jong-un, there's a lot of these guys, they know that they're dead ducks.
Right. By the way, North Korea is the other active player with Venezuela.
Of course they are. North Korea is getting exchanges. In fact, we know that there's actual people on the ground in the North Korean test sites from Iran learning from the missile tests that they do in North Korea.
Yes. Everything that's being tested in North Korea is for the benefit also of the Iranians. And their nuclear physicists, their rocket scientists are there, and they're very much involved.
You know who's another player that's involved with this?
Go ahead.
AQ-Con in North Korea, the Waziristan plant, the largest number of nukes per month being made right now, medium and intermediate range of nuclear missiles and large bombs, 300 or 400 kilotons, etc., is the Waziristan plant in northwest Pakistan. And so the real dangerous power that's making more nukes per month is not Iran and not North Korea, it's Pakistan. They're armed to the teeth and they're a member of the British Commonwealth, so because of that, they're immigrated all over the place. That's why I call London, Londonistan, because the mayor is a Pakistani. The Pakistanis are very much a player in this world order system, and they're behind the scenes in a lot of the bad stuff that's going on.
And they're very much involved in Venezuela.
Right.
Yes, very, very much, and a key player there. There is a lot of activity going on in Venezuela. Now, I must confess, I have not gotten down to the nitty-gritty in terms of placing Venezuela on the same level as I did with Cuba 56 years ago.
Well, let's put it this way. My sources tell me it's orders of magnitude worse. Orders of magnitude worse. Not just with missiles, with large troop movements, with naval movements, with nuclear sub-movements, etc. It's a major staging ground for major land-based invasion of the United States. As well.
I don't doubt it at all. It's just that I personally have not been able to get hold of the information which I
I have lots of sources I've been building up over the decades, and I can tell you the most serious concern I have is not North Korea or Iran, it's Venezuela.
Well, it's a very logical location. I mean, you have to understand the key advisors at the Kremlin are geographers. They're just about as good as I am.
geographer. That's funny. So they know all the history and geography, and they know the vulnerability, and they've already tried this before, and they failed, but it doesn't mean they're not going to try again, right?
Oh, they're going to keep trying, and it's brought us up to the present.
Let's get into your article when we come back. The fear and terror behind the October crisis in 1962. That article is going up. We're also going to talk about what happened, what's likely to happen with all this five-nation trip with Donald Trump and where this is all going in terms of trade wars. Three or four big questions. Firstly, to those people within the U.S. government, within Donald Trump's government and the generals, number one, you don't have missile defense and you need to have one. So we'll help you designing the laser interferometry system that I've conceived, integrating it and make sure it's us and all our allies. Number two, you need to do financial chomping on China and these other countries so that they we call reciprocal trade, which Donald Trump's talking about.
Yeah.
Number three, you need to have validation the chemical weapons and biological weapons. Now, I'm a bioweaponeer. The guy that I trained under, Dr. Robert Brown, worked in the Bethesda, Maryland facility in the East Coast of the United States. And when he was sick one day, the virus, called the T-virus, got out of containment and killed all his colleagues. They were incinerated at 2,000 degrees. And that's 1971. People need to understand, Dr. Deagle is not just a radio broadcaster. I have advanced knowledge in areas firsthand that's very freaking scary. And there is nobody like me on radio, TV, or anywhere on the planet. And I bring on wise people like yourself to integrate this knowledge and to expand it and say, look, you government don't realize just how useless and dangerous your policies have been over decades, because since the assassination of JFK, our government's been taken over by the deep state, by the intel agencies, and by globalists that want to make America flaccid, impotent, and irresponsible so that we become a victim of a globalist takeover of the country. That's why they don't want borders. That's why they don't want to have missile defense. That's why they don't want to have advanced military. So Obama even sequestered the military so we weren't ready to even engage in a two-stage war. Now, here's the questions. How immediate is the danger? Any second. The only thing restraining Russia and China is that they feel that the counterattacks against their bases and their population centers would wipe them out. And they're, even the People's Republican Army, as bold as they are multi-tracking it. They want to buy, like Mr. Ma, and say, well, when you met with Trump, he wants 15 million new jobs in China, and to do that, he needs 2 million jobs in America. These people want to destroy our small towns and our small businesses and so on, and I want to see a new internet system set up so the small towns and businesses and small corporations have tax relief, have relief from the internet, you would call it a takeover by Amazon and Walmart and so on, so we can have small town businesses again reselling their products and specially made things. And I want to see tax relief for the people that have enough money, we call the near wealthy, the people that are the millionaires, that we aren't going to get relief because this new tax bill is not going to give relief, it's going to increase their taxes. Yeah, they'll have more corporate relief in their corporate tax rates and they can write off equipment, but that's not going to come until after 2018. So what I see is we're rocking in a very dangerous time where if somebody, and Kim Jong-un is crazy enough, he may be what we call the crazy man with fire axe trying to drive a hole in the bottom of the lifeboat of the planet. And it seems to me that unless we actually have people on the ground that can verify he isn't developing missiles the same way as the Iranian agreement, we're in grave danger, because if Iran decides to attack Israel, Israel will let loose with a hellish destruction of every city in Russia and China. People do not understand just how powerful Israel is. They are no slouches. They even take armed weapon systems and advance them. In fact, most of our advanced missile weapon systems that are being developed in Israel by the Israeli scientists, and they know unless they do this, they're damned. We do not want to go to the ship of the damned, as they say, you know. And so, John, this is pretty desperate that this government takes hold of this, and it's tied directly to trade, which is why China has a policy called China 2025 to take over the country with Belt and Road and their missile systems that are placing in islands in the South China Sea, and they're pretending they can't do anything about North Korea, I expect out of the visit by Donald Trump, the Chinese will bow and say all kinds of nice things and give him a nice meal, etc. But I don't believe the Chinese are honest at all. I think they're lying pieces of crap. And I think, honestly, they vastly underestimate the consequences, because the Japanese are right in the jaws of this Chinese mess, and they will wipe out China within less than 15 minutes. The Chinese don't have the sense to know that our allies, Japan, and South Korea now, Mr. Ma, this new prime minister or president of South Korea, yeah, they have a reality check now that North Korea and China are about to be annihilated if they start a war. They are.
Well,
They don't understand it, do they?
No, they don't.
And by the way, any attack on North Korea, China's already said that if we attack North Korea or even counterattack them because they attack, say, Guam, or explode an air-based nuclear missile in the air over the South China Sea or the Sea of Japan, China said that they're going to attack us and our military equipment and our naval equipment. That will immediately mean we're going to do an immediate strike against China, and their cities will disappear in an atomic vapor. They don't get it. If we're back is against the wall, believe me, America is an extremely dangerous nation. The Germans found that out in the Second World War, in the First World War. You do not back Americans against the wall, including the crazy Democrats who want to grab our guns. It's a good thing that Mr. Williford came out running out of his house with a gun and killed that maniac who shouldn't have got a gun. And there's already laws in the books that maniac shouldn't have got one. As I said, metadata, men, mental health, and money. Those three things should have prevented somebody like that idiot from getting a gun or getting anywhere near a gun. And if we had the proper data from the Air Force, he wouldn't have killed those 26 people in the church. He said in really obscene words that he was going to kill all 60 people in the church. It's a good thing. And Williford's so kind and so nice. He's talking about Jesus and everything. How, thank God, Jesus, God gave him the skill sets and the ability to kill the bugger, so he didn't kill all 60 people in the church. So, anybody thinking they're going to take our guns are crazy. Go ahead, John.
That's true. Getting back to North Korea, I want our public audience to know that North Korea has been set up. Approximately 10 years ago, the powers to be, the globalists, provided Kim Jong-un with enough technology whereby he could build up his nuclear and missile program.
On purpose. This is on purpose, by the way.
Yes.
While harassing other nations like Iran, we're letting North Korea go crazy, aren't we?
Yes, and the reason primarily behind that is because Kim Jong-un's North Korea has more lithium, more rare earth ores, and precious metals than the rest of the world combined.
Wow. And you see, that's the real thing. And you know how they understood that those minerals are there? They use gravitonic torsion field imaging, which we've had since the 1960s, to map out those mineral resources from space with satellites over North Korea, and they want it. And, you know, this is probably part of the reason why the China won't cooperate, because they want to get access to those minerals at a rock-bottom price. They built 500,000 warehouses to store everything from wood from South America and minerals from all over the planet, even in things they haven't built yet, all over China, 500,000 warehouses. People don't know that. They don't realize what the China are doing. They're trying to actually access all the strategic minerals on the planet, all the advanced access to special woods and anything. The Chinese want to take over the planet. They're crazy.
Yes.
And this policy, by the way, that China's doing along with North Korea, is suicidal. And they don't have it. It hasn't sunk into their stupid heads yet that this policy of supporting North Korea and the globalists, by the way, it's the globalists collaborating with China. China couldn't do it alone with the globalist support, could they?
No, and the globalist support behind the Belt Road project that China is very much involved with is not altruistic.
I bring on Harley Schlanger and the LaRouche Foundation supports it. I make counterstatements to say, look, you know, Harley, this is a projection of power no different than the Roman road system of the Roman Empire. That's what it is. It's a Chinese version of the Roman Empire that they're trying to build.
Yes. And the Chinese even built, from what I understand, a very well-constructed highway, an extension of I-5 in Baja California, which is so well-constructed that it could withstand military aircraft taking off and landing on it.
That's right, and also large, heavy military-grade tanks. So exactly. you got to understand this. This is a long-range policy that the globalists and the Chinese want to take over the whole world, and they can't have a strong America in the midst of this. A strong superpower America, completely impervious to nuclear missile strike with chemical, biological, and nuclear missiles, is impossible to have a new world order where nation-states can still exist. Because if America exists, any other nation can exist. But if America is gone, there will be no nation-states in the near future. None.
It's the world's last hope.
That's right. People don't understand it, do they? And, no. And it's interesting that the two scapegoats, which are the state of Israel, I call, which is really Judah, and the state of America, which I call Ephraim America, are the two scapegoats of the ancient peoples, which are like the two brass towers before the Temple of Solomon. Jashen and Boaz. He shall restore in strength. And God's going to do it this time. He's restored Israel to the land. They are going to repent. He's restored America. The Ephraimic nations were apostate to the land of the New World, which the Voynich documents predicted the rise of New Atlantis. But guess what? America is the final doorstop against Satan taking over the planet. Because if America goes down the toilet or surrenders to a global government, there are no more nation states at all. And everybody is under totalitarian control of the globalist maniacs. So Donald Trump is our last chance. That's why I call Trump Pence. The trumpet of God bringing judgment and the time for repentance, both strategic repentance, geological and financial repentance. We better do it. Heed the words of John Spring. Read this article. Get it to your officials and your politicians.
Google that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.